This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
العلم, knowledge. Allah قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. Allah's knowledge is so encompassing, it includes all things. But from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what He determined that He would send down amongst mankind. And when the angels asked about what made Bani Adam unique, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ I know about this creation of Adam and his children what you do not know. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءِ And Allah made known through knowledge to Adam the nomenclature and the naming and the system of study of all things. What makes you and I as functional human beings distinct from the worlds that surround us, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ We've been given the opportunity to explain and dialogue and discuss things with one another that our rationale and our aql is meant to expand with knowledge and increase, but to confine us from that which is immoral. And for that reason, Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ Those who are most fearing of God from amongst His creation and worshipping of Him are the ulama, the learned. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i is asked, who are these learned people? He said, Al-alim man amila bima ya'lam is the one who puts into practice that which they know. That is the hallmark of a scholar in a sense. He also said, laysa al-ilmu ma hufidh, innama al-ilmu ma nafa'a. Knowledge is not that which is accounted for, gathered and memorized. Knowledge is what is a benefit to the person. The dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'a. O Allah, give us an increasement of knowledge that is of benefit, meaning one that we can practice into our life. In Surah Taha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordered by Allah to ask for an increase in something he already possesses, but can never be limited, can never be something you say, I'm satisfied with it. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا And invoke me. I order you to worship me by asking me to give you an increase in the knowledge and acquaintance of me. All of the messengers of Allah were those who desired more and more knowledge, more and more order and instruction and clarity of the right and the wrong, the good and the bad and the halal and the haram, the separation from the sinful and immoral from that which is righteous and virtuous in practice. I want you and I to value scholarship, to value knowledge, not just in accordance of wanting to learn something that we say we are learned, or I've memorized, or I've retained, or I've studied, or I've received, but rather that we can see it as a reflection in our behavior with those who we are intimate with, our homes, our wives, our husbands, our daughters, our sons, and our parents. Let the mark of your ilm show clearly in your conduct. May Allah make you and I of them. Allahumma ameen.